ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the praise is for Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils that are within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead this person astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah, who is alone without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and his last messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with the right that he should be feared with. And do not die unless you are Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and from that soul created his mate, and from them too scattered countless men and women. And fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights. And do not cut off the relations with the womb that have bore you. Indeed, Allah is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that Allah may rectify for you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved a tremendous achievement. As to what follows, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of the affairs are the newly invented matters. And every newly invented matter is innovation. And every innovation is going astray. And every going astray is in the hellfire. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-kareem. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that He is the one who has sent His messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, in order that it may be superior to every other religion, even though the polytheists, they hate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has established here that He has sent His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with two affairs. The first matter being al-huda, the guidance. And the second matter being deen al-haq, the religion of truth. As is known, the guidance that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent the Prophet with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the guidance which is found in the Quran. And the guidance which is found in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the two sources of guidance for all of mankind, not just the Muslim. Being that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all of mankind, his message is applicable and is addressed to all people during all times. And no one is exempt from the following of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what region of the earth that the person comes from, no matter what ethnic background the person has, no matter what religion the person claims to follow, the truth of the matter is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the messenger of Allah to all of the mankind and all of the jinn. And it is upon all mankind and all of the jinn to adhere to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the guidance that the Messenger of Allah was sent with. This is the guidance that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called to. But along with this guidance, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent him with the religion of truth. And this is the practical application of the guidance. You see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wasn't just an individual who called the people to Islam, but rather he was an individual who practiced Islam in his daily life. As when Aisha radiallahu anha was questioned about the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she stated, "Kana khulukuhu al-Qur'an." That his character was that of the Qur'an. So whatever we find in the Qur'an, from the encouragement regarding the acts of righteousness and the prohibition and keeping away from the affairs of evil, then indeed we have in the Messenger of Allah a beautiful example. We do not find ever that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the people to one affair, and then he himself opposed that which he called to. Rather, we find that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first and foremost, was the first to submit to Allah azza wa jal. This is the meaning that his character was that of the Quran. Meaning the life that he lived was in accordance to the revelation of Allah. And in the revelation of Allah, we find a prohibition from the acts of evil and indecency. We find a prohibition of oppression. We find a prohibition of transgressing the boundaries against the people, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim alike. And this is what we find from the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can ever show, if they are truthful, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was indulged in evil and indecency. No one can prove, if they are truthful, that the Messenger of Allah transgressed the boundaries against the people. No one can show, if they are truthful, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a fabricator and a liar. No one can establish this. What did Allah Azza wa Jal say about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you, O Muhammad, you are upon exalted character. Let's look at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, he was upon exalted character with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his first call to the people, Ya qawmi qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh my people, say La ilaha illallah. Say that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah, and you will be successful. The mannerisms of the Messenger of Allah with Allah, he didn't call the people to himself, like we find the preachers and the religious figures calling the people to themselves, calling the people, requesting from them their wealth, taking from the wealth of the people unjustly and the like. We don't find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged the people and was asking them for a reward. Rather, we find him calling the people to Allah, calling the people to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and he never associated any partners with Allah. And this is the worst crime that a person can commit. Do we find the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a polytheist? Was he a mushrik? La abadan. Because he understood the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he mentioned that Luqman mentioned to his son, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Oh my son, do not associate partners with Allah, for indeed the association of partners with Allah is the greatest form of oppression. So here we have these people in this day and time say they want to stand up for that which is correct, and they want to call the people to that which is correct, and they want to bring civilization to the people. Where do we find these individuals warning the people against worshipping the creation instead of worshipping the Creator, as all of the prophets and the messengers did, with no exception? Those who claim to follow Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, his call was the call to La ilaha illallah. Those who claim to follow Musa alayhi salam, his call was the call to La ilaha illallah. But we find these individuals who claim to follow Musa and to follow Isa, their call and their practice is not the call and the practice of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. And if there was true in their claim of following these prophets and messengers, then they will surely be following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the completion of the Prophet Musa and the Prophet Isa alayhi wa sallam. He's not calling to something different than that which they call to. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-anbiya ikhwatu li'allat, umahatuhum shatta, wa dinuhum wahid. That the prophets are paternal brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one. So how can a person say he's a follower of Jesus, But he attacks the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's an attack upon Jesus. That's an attack upon Moses. That's an attack upon Abraham alayhi wasallam. You attack one prophet, you attack all of them. But to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam necessitates that you believe in all of the prophets. See, the justice of Islam, whereas the other ways of life, they have with them oppression. They acknowledge some prophets and they reject others. As mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Yahud, they acknowledge the prophethood and messengership of the prophet Musa, Harun, and Yusha. As for Sulaiman and Dawood, they look at them as being righteous kings, and the rest of the prophets and messengers, they rejected them, and some they killed. This is Iman. This is faith. Blasphemy. Wallah billah thumma tallahi. This is blasphemous. That the people attack the character of any of the messengers and messengers from Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the most righteous of the men. These are the best of the men. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the Quran to follow them. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ الرُّسُلِ. Be patient like those messengers of firm resolve were patient. Meaning, be like Abraham. Be like Moses. Be like Jesus. Be like Noah. Be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because these are the best of the examples for mankind. And to reject one of them is rejecting all of them. وَقُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had good mannerisms with mankind. He had good mannerisms with the creation of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was lied upon by the pagans of the Quraysh, he never lied upon them. Although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was slandered and was called a madman, a poet, a sorcerer, and other than that, he never slandered the people who slandered him. When we find that the polytheists, they attack the innocent from amongst the Muslims, we never find that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attacked or commanded with the attacking of the innocent. Never. How can we think that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a man, or that a woman rather, will go to the hellfire because of a cat that she tied up and did not allow to roam? She didn't feed the cat, nor did she allow the cat to roam the earth to eat from the vermin. He's going to establish the rights of an animal and not establish the rights of mankind? Where's the common sense of the people? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who mentioned that a prostitute from Bani Israel, Allah forgave her because she gave a dog a drink of water. But the Messenger of Allah is going to command for the killing of innocent women and children and men? Where's the common sense of the people? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to violate the rights of the people, but yet protect the rights of animals, a dog and a cat? The people are unjust. The people are not fair. But those who truly study the life example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they see that he was the best of mankind. Even his enemies, although they slander him saying he was a poet, he was a madman, he was a sorcerer, You never find him attacking his character, saying he was a lewd man. Of all of the things the Quraysh mentioned, they never said he was a lewd man. Rather, he was known as Al-Amin. And even when Abu Sufyan was standing in front of Heraclius, when he was a non-Muslim, and Heraclius was questioning him, what does he command you with? He commands us to worshiping Allah alone, keeping the ties of kinship. He asked them one question. He said, do you have any type of covenant with him? Or did you have any type of war with him? He said, yes. He said, how was the war? He said, they win sometime and we win sometime. And he said, well, right now we have a covenant with him, but we don't know what he's going to do. Abu Sufyan said, I didn't have anything else to say to try to cause doubt in Heraclius except for this. Meaning he, as a non-Muslim, even recognized the virtues of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the only thing that he can come up with to try to cause doubt regarding the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was kind. He was the best of the teachers. The man came urinated in the masjid. The companions were to stop him, said, leave him. And then he went to the man and addressed him in a beautiful manner, explaining to him the virtues of the masjids of Allah, that they are established for the prayer, and they are established for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and the recitation of the Quran. Likewise, Muawiyah ibn Hakim al-Sulami, who spoke during the prayer, after the prayer was over, he corrected him in a beautiful manner. How is it that the people, they want to use what they want to use, or what they think is a proof for them against Islam and against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they overlook all of the other narrations in Bukhari and Muslim and the Sunan of Abi Dawud and the rest of the books of Hadith. All of the narrations commanding the men to take care of their families. All of the narrations commanding the men to be kind to the woman. All of the narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he called the non-Muslims to Islam in a beautiful manner. Even going to the house of the young Jewish boy who used to work for him. They overlooked that. The boy used to work for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet went to him and called him to Islam. And when the boy looked at his father, he said, Ati Abu al-Qasim. The boy's father, who was a Jewish man, told his son, while his son was on the deathbed, obey the father of Qasim. And then the boy accepted Islam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he walked out of the house saying, Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadahum min an-nar. All praise is due to Allah who saved the boy from the hellfire. He didn't attribute the matter to himself. This is the kind of man you want to accuse of being lewd and a barbarian and the likes. Why do they overlook this narration? What are they going to say? The Prophet forced the boy to accept the slap. The Prophet had a sword to the boy's neck, threatening him, if you don't accept Islam, we're going to chop your head off before you die. The Prophet addressed the boy like this. See these individuals, wallahi, as Allah mentions, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That they want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will complete His light, although the disbelievers, they hate it. Let them say what they want. The truth is established. The Prophet Muhammad, for 23 years, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called the people in the name of Allah. And listen to this point, brothers, and we will end with this. 23 years, and we address all of the people who say that they are people of faith. We ask them, do you believe that the Creator, the Almighty, is just? Do you believe that He knows everything? Do you believe that He has control over all of the affairs? They will have to say yes. Because to say that He doesn't know, and that He is not just, and He doesn't have control, this is disbelief in every religion. So when they say yes, the Almighty, the Creator, He knows everything. He sees everything. He has control over everything. He's the most just. Then we say to them, for 23 years, This man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called the people to Allah in the name of Allah. Established Islam in the name of Allah. Established that none has the right to be worshipped. Established the salat. Established the prayer, the zakat, the fasting, and the hajj. All of the aspects of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established them in his 23-year period. And never do we find the Creator sending another prophet, a real prophet, to say that this man is not really a prophet. Where's the justice? If the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not really a prophet, why didn't Allah expose him? Like he has exposed every individual who has claimed prophethood. You name them. Ghulam Ahmed, Elijah Muhammad, Musaylimah al-Kadhab, Aswad al-Ansi, all of the individuals who claimed prophethood, Allah exposed them and they died horrible deaths. No prophet ever came to declaim the prophet of Allah. This man is not a prophet. There was no punishment that came down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you know what the people say? Then okay, he is a prophet, but he's only sent to the Arab. So now we ask the next question: are prophets liars or are they truthful? Then they will have to say no prophets are truthful. Then we say to them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned he was sent to all of mankind, no exceptions. End of discussion. And may Allah Azza wa Jal guide us and guide the people to that which is correct. Wa subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.